Welcome to Centropa Stories, a series of walking tour apps and podcasts based on interviews Centropa conducted with Jews in Central and Eastern Europe between 2000 and 2009. My name is Edward Serrata, and in this episode, we're in Belgrade, about to explore what had once been the city's Jewish quarter, Dorćol. Before 1941, and just before Germany attacked and dismembered Yugoslavia, some 10,000 Jews lived in this city. Only about 1,000 would be alive at the end of the war in 1945. Our tour is going to take us through that history, and actors will read for us the personal stories of Matilda Kalif Cherga and her sister Breda Kalif, who Centropa interviewed. We'll also hear excerpts from other Centropa interviewees, Vera Amar and Avram Mosic, as well as sections from a few books that we're going to hear. We'll also speak with historians, those who specialize in this part of the world. To begin our walking tour through Dorćol and through Jewish Belgrade, which will take us around 90 minutes, we need to start in Kalemegdan, one of the most impressive fortresses in Europe. So let's situate Belgrade on a map of Southeast Europe, and historians tell us that geography is destiny. And most of Belgrade stands on a ridge overlooking the confluence of the Great River Danube and the Sava. Before it, looking north, stretches the rich soil of the Pannonian Plain well into Croatia and all the way into Hungary. Belgrade, being the gateway to the Balkans, has always stood in the path of invading armies, and the city has been attacked and sacked and burned dozens and dozens of times. But rather than me tell you about it, let's turn to Dame Rebecca West, who described Kalemegdan in her masterwork, Black Lamb, Grey Falcon, which was published in 1941. No one does a better job of setting the historical stage than she does. Now, her book is over 1,200 pages long, but we're only going to listen to about a half a page.
Ever since there were men in this region, this promontory must have meant life to those that held it, death to those that lost it. Its prow juts out between the two great rivers and looks eastward over the great Pannonian plain. Here, the Illyrians made a stand against the Romans and were driven out. Here, the Romans made a stand against the Huns and the Avars and were driven out. Here, the Slavs joined the Huns and were oppressed by them, and for a brief space enjoyed peace under the Byzantines. Then the Serbs came, and new imperial glory under the Nemanja dynasty. Here the petty Serbian kings, who had failed to uphold that glory, made their last stand before the Turks. Hence Belgrade fell to Suleiman the Great in 1521.
But we need to stop Rebecca West right there, because back when the Ottomans took Belgrade in 1521, along with them came a group of men and women. The men wore long caftans and beards, the women dressed in long, elegant costumes, and they were speaking some form of Spanish with each other. Most everyone else here was speaking Serbian, Turkish, or Hungarian, but Spanish? In the Balkans? These were the Jewish families that had been expelled from Spain only 29 years earlier in 1492, and they were speaking Ladino or Judeo-Espanol. Spain, where Jews had lived for over 1,000 years. Once expelled by King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella, these Spanish Jews would forever be known as the Sephardim, and tens of thousands of them had been traveling the Mediterranean, the Aegean, the Adriatic, and many other places, all looking for a home, a place where they could stop their wandering. And some of them, in that year 1521, found that home here in Belgrade, a city that would be home to at least some of their families until 1941. If you'd like to visit the fortress of Calimegdon, feel free to do so. Just push play when you're ready to continue. And now, let's walk on down into Dorchal because it's time to listen to a few stories and see some sights described for us by Vera Amar and Avram Mosich. And as we walk, Stefan Sablich will play and sing Ladino songs for us, not just now, but throughout the tour. And by the way, if you're in Belgrade during a weekend, you can listen to Stefan singing. He's the cantor of the synagogue and is also one of the finest Ladino singers anywhere in Southern Europe.
Ele dio le to cone so gracia no se man de monecha gana nesia.
As we walk into Dorchal, let's pick up some descriptions of everyday life in the 1920s and 30s by those who lived here then. First, we're going to have Vera Amar, who was born as Vera Vida in 1923, tell us about growing up in Dorchal.